Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Eli Lilly announces three acquisitions totaling roughly $3 billion. The FDA approves Hepcludex as the first treatment for chronic hepatitis delta virus infection in the United States. And biotech finance leaders reflect on the lessons learned from navigating two decades of volatile markets. Eli Lilly has announced a trio of acquisitions valued at approximately $3 billion, continuing the company's aggressive push to expand its pipeline and reinforce long-term growth beyond its blockbuster diabetes and obesity franchises. The deals span multiple therapeutic areas and technology platforms, reflecting Lilly's broader strategy of combining internal R&D with targeted external innovation. As competition intensifies across obesity, oncology, and immunology, large pharmaceutical companies are increasingly using smaller, focused acquisitions to secure access to differentiated science while avoiding some of the integration risks associated with mega mergers. For Lilly, the move signals continued confidence in business development as a core driver of future pipeline expansion. The FDA has approved Hepcludex, making it the first approved therapy in the United States for adults living with chronic hepatitis delta virus infection, which is considered the most severe form of viral hepatitis and has historically lacked approved treatment options despite its association with accelerated liver disease progression and increased risk of liver failure. The approval represents a significant milestone in hepatology and rare infectious disease treatment, supported by clinical data demonstrating the therapy's ability to reduce viral activity and improve liver-related markers. Finally, a new industry perspective examining two decades of biotech finance argues that enduring companies are built not during periods of market exuberance, but through disciplined execution during turbulent conditions. The discussion points to lessons from previous downturns, including the importance of capital efficiency, focused pipelines, and realistic development timelines. As biotech funding markets remain selective, investors and executives alike are placing greater emphasis on operational sustainability rather than growth at all costs. The analysis reflects a broader reset across the biotech sector, where long-term resilience is increasingly viewed as a competitive advantage alongside scientific innovation. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.